everybody's delighted to have got that win. It was an important win for us, and made more important, obviously, by the fact that we were playing against Villa. But that obviously still only gets us 3 points, and we're looking now to build on that. I went to Everton on Monday night, and I think that Harry probably picked a team with this game in mind, you know, and he obviously went with one set of players and one formation, and I don't think it will be the same one that we face tomorrow.
Alan, I wonder, with Christmas on the horizon, how you reflect on your first few months here at West Brom and your position in the table. Are you where you think you expected to be, slightly higher, slightly lower?
I would obviously like us to be higher than we are, and I think that the way some of the games have gone, that we could quite easily be higher than that. But I think that we can be happy with some of the stuff that's happened. There was obviously something made on Match of the Day of the fact that we've had 6 clean sheets and only Chelsea and Southampton have had 7, and so that's pleasing. Obviously, we need to score some more goals. We work extremely hard and spend probably most of our work on that side of the game. But that side is more difficult to control. From a coaching point of view, having your team organised when you don't have possession is easier than having it organised when you do have possession. And so we're looking to hopefully create more opportunities. We're trying to get more and more players forward in order to do that. And obviously it then comes down to the instinctive reactions and the decisions of the players at that moment.
Is that the key for you, creating more chances? Because I struggle to remember a game where you think, well, if the striker had been on his day and all that kind of stuff, keepers made excellent saves. Is it just about creating more opportunities for your strikers to put the ball in the net?
Well, we've certainly been putting a lot of emphasis on that for a number of weeks now. And it's an area that we need to improve, and obviously, as I've said, it comes down to us tactically getting a lot of players forward. But then from there, it becomes split second decisions and reactions of the players, and no situation is ever the same. And so it's important that players are making the right choices at the right moments when we do get into that final third. It's the hardest part to kind of get right, and it's a part that we do actually spend a lot more time on than the other side of it. Defending is easier. It's not entirely black and white, but it's more black and white. And it's clear that when the ball's in certain areas, then you have to have players in certain positions, and that isn't the same going forward. You have to have players who, as I say, react and adapt to those particular situations at that moment.
Sure. And when you have been through a run that you have been through, although you're coming out of it now with a draw and a win, and you hear the fans' frustration, do you sometimes think, oh, come on, guys, what do you expect? Do you understand their frustration, or do you think, just give us a break?
I understand the frustration, of course. We're all frustrated because we all want the same thing. We all want to win. We all want the club to do extremely well. And we all get frustrated. But I've said before, I'm a much better player standing on that touchline than I was when I was on the pitch. Because you don't make bad decisions. You can see the whole picture. The game appears easier when you're standing at the side. But it's extremely difficult when you're in the heat of it and you're right in the middle of the game, and you have to make, as I've said already, those split-second decisions. And, of course, the very best forwards make the very best decisions. And it, you know, we need to make sure that we're trying to get into those areas as much as we possibly can, and given our forwards, given our creative players, the platform to make those choices, and hopefully then they get most of them right.
Mm. You'll need your full squad for this traditional Christmas period where they come thick and fast.
Yeah, we will, because obviously it's a big ask for players to play at the top of their game, 4 games in such a short period after this particular one. So it's a busy time, and we need all of our players to be ready to contribute when they're called upon.
Do you enjoy Christmas time, or would you rather a winter break like in some other countries?
I've never known anything different. It's actually got easier now because we used to play consecutive days, you know. Yeah. So it's I don't know what people are complaining about. It's traditional, and I'm probably a bit of a traditionalist. I like it, you know, and I understand why it's done. And of course, if we didn't keep on playing all the way through, then with the number of games that you play in this country anyway, then we would have to fit in some more midweek games, and so it's swings and roundabouts. I wouldn't vote against it.